240. The Lost Generation. I yearn for something more, Shelley said. She was a dancer. You can say that again, Maurice replied. He was a biker. Life is too boring. It comes wrapped up in all of these layers of restraint and control. And people think that you're wrong in the head if you want to yield to your desire to open life up and try something different. And so year in, year out, we just go along with what we're told to do. You're telling me. My parents think that they have my life mapped out already, Shelley added. I only want to dance. And you should see my yearbook from high school. All my friends thought that I was the most likely to reach my dreams. Wrong. My parents crushed those years ago. I could have wrapped it up and become a businesswoman like they want me to be. But I refuse. I don't know what to do next. Your guess is as good as mine, Maurice sighed in response. I'm stuck too. All I do now is ride my bike. I write down my thoughts sometimes, but year after year they never change. It's like I'm stuck in a rut. There must really be something wrong with us. Maybe it's a generation thing. You know how they talk about Generation X and Generation Y? They try to write out what we all believe as an age group, but that's also all wrapped in statistics and research gobbledygook. I just want to hang with my friends, dance, and be happy. I'm with you and yours, sister. We have to stick together. Are you with me? You bet. Then let's find our own zeal for life and forget what others say. Let's go.